WX Nation podcast number 2 is here. I am your host, Bill Young, the webmaster of WXNation.com and the WX Nation blog. And I'm coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, as always, all 2 times. And here I am again. And I'm going to try and watch the popping peas because those were all throughout podcast number 1. So no popping peas. Well, there probably will be a few until I figure out how to... Well, I really just should get a better microphone. Anyway, welcome to podcast number 2. Music back there, by the way, in the background is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Let us begin the second podcast. Senator Rick Santorum is pushing a bill that some say would restrict information on the National Weather Service's website. I like the National Weather Service online. I like how the radar images are updated every 5 minutes, and for immediacy, I found them to be the next best thing to a live stream of a radar online. I also enjoy the black background on their radars, which is hard to find from other providers. As mentioned in the WX Nation blog, I still go visit weather data and radar images from the other providers, my local NBC affiliate, Weather Underground, Intellicast, and Weather.com. They all bring to the table interesting and compelling different elements that you won't find with the National Weather Service, but I like having National Weather Service information up there besides just severe weather warnings. According to reports, a new radar that may help detect tornadoes better is being installed in September in Chickasha, Oklahoma. It's being designed to see what other radars haven't been able to see because of the curvature of the Earth. NEXRAD radars only see above about 2 miles to the top of a storm. This one would see as low as 50 meters off the ground. The radar also promises to bring the total data refresh rate down from NEXRAD's 5 minutes to just 1 minute. I know winter can be long in parts of the country. I lived in Ontario, Canada, in an area known as a snow belt. I've lived in Michigan, right next to a lake, thankfully on the western side, but the lake effect snow still blew into town. The day I left Michigan for Texas, it was a bone-chilling -2 degrees, and that turned out to be the coldest day of the year. On the way out of the state, I was greeted by heavy lake-effect snow on the western part of the state. Michigan tried to keep me in its grip, but I managed to escape. And here's one that shocked me. I've been to a Toronto Blue Jays game in late June and seen snowflakes filling the sky above the old Exhibition Stadium. But what happened last weekend is crazy. 14 inches of snow reported in an eastern suburb of Cleveland. 13 inches of snow in the Thumb of Michigan. Bad Axe, Michigan was under a blizzard warning. Metro Detroit under several inches of snow, where there was a snow delay at the ballpark twice. Parts of Virginia and Tennessee are digging out. All of this in late April? I thought it was strange to see snow in Fort Worth Easter morning of this year, and it's still snowing in Montana. But the storm that hit the Midwest on April 24th and 25th even buried the WDIV-TV Detroit Skyline webcam, which is over its past 6 years, has been hit by a good number of winter storms. A picture of the buried webcam is on the WX Nation blog. My sister, Joanne, who lives about 20 miles north of that webcam, said to me this week, "So much for global warming," but strangely enough, that might be causing all of the craziness, cold and hot. Speaking of Detroit, Detroit Free Press technology reporter and blogger Mike Wendland, also known as PC Mike, sent something across the NBC News channel about my website. And boy, this is a nice thing for him to have done. He covered it just splendidly. I think he did a great job, especially focusing on the webcams, which really is where I think a large part of the audience is coming for, is those webcams. But yeah, he did a great job of addressing that, and then also the weather. And his news channel report gets sent across all of the NBC affiliates, 200-plus affiliates across the country. And I know I got some links out of WFLA, TV8 in Tampa, Florida, and WCMH-TV4 in Columbus, Ohio, and WSMV-TV4 in Nashville, Tennessee. So thanks to those TV stations for linking to us. Mike Wendland's website is www.mikesejournal.com. And now, weird news. WhatDoesItMean.com. We used to bug our coworker. What does it mean, Jenny Motter? Anyway, WhatDoesItMean.com is reporting an asteroid was hit and destroyed, targeted by massive United States and Russian military forces missile launch. Debris rains down upon northern hemispheric regions. And now, there was a meteor shower just recently, and we did receive an email over at the TV station where I work from somebody who said that they saw something going across the sky. And there, in fact, was a meteor shower over the weekend. Is it that, or is it something else? CoastToCoastAM.com has that information. Also, more than 1,000 cane toads explode to death in Germany and Denmark. What's going on over there? I have that story posted on the WX Nation blog. Here's some advice. Looking for something to do Saturday night and happen to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as I am. A lot of you aren't, but if you are in the area, Bob Schneider, who is big in the Austin scene and has released a couple of albums that should have made their way around the globe, or at least around this part of the world, incredible albums, I'm Good Now and Lonely Land. He is playing a free concert in Art in the Square that is in Southlake, not far from me, which is right in between Dallas and Fort Worth, basically. So if you can get there, you'll get to see Bob Schneider for free at the Best Buy stage Saturday night. And that is your tip of the week. And by the way, that song that we heard to open Weird News was by Bob Schneider, Dolphins. And that is on one of his excellent CDs, I Have Seen the End of the World, and it looks like this. And finally, a site announcement. You may have noticed the links to the WXNation.com hotel locator, which was launched this Monday. The site includes detailed listings, photos, and online reservations for more than 26,000 hotels and motels across the U.S. and Canada. And that site logo for the hotel locator features a picture of a hotel that I stayed in earlier this month off of Interstate 44 in Terre Haute, Indiana. And the small plane in the logo is from a picture I took of an American Airlines jet flying over my house towards Fort Worth Alliance Airport earlier this year. Fort Worth is the home of American Airlines, so I figured that would be rather appropriate, although that's over by DFW Airport where they are. Anyway, I hope you find this hotel locator for online reservations, this new feature, useful. And that is it for the second podcast. Downloading and listening, and back to the music. Kevin MacLeod and bestfriendsincompetence.com. And if you want more information on these things that I mentioned, you can always go over to the WX Nation blog at wxnation.com/blog. I'm Bill Young from Fort Worth. I'll see you later. Goodbye.